Good afternoon. I'm with Amber Boyens of IMU Nutrition, a registered dietitian.
Yes.
Amber, how's your day?
Good. How about yours?
It is good. No complaints.
Beautiful weather.
This is
fall finally, and I'm loving it.
I do. I mean, this weather is warm.
Yes.
It's plenty breezy, but I'll take this. I will take this any day over cold and...
Yes.
Yeah, so.
It's a good thing.
It is nice. And we had an early frost, so the trees are gorgeous. It's just, can't ask for a lot more than this.
A nice time of year. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather, you might say, for Halloween.
Oh, is that where we're, that's where we're headed? Halloween. Yeah, it's coming right up.
It is. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it last year and we got close, but Halloween is such a food-oriented holiday. Really, all of our holidays coming up are pretty food oriented.
That's
between
true.
Halloween with all of the candy, and then we're going to roll into Thanksgiving with these big meals, then we'll roll into Christmas with all of the things that come with that. We have a few months ahead of us that are pretty food oriented. So
true.
I like to roll into them with kind of a healthy mindset around all of it. And I think this one is the trickiest because Halloween is really the one that isn't necessarily focused around family meals or around vegetables or protein. It's really mostly candy and cookies and treats and all of that kind of stuff. So first and foremost, I am not the candy police. So I'm not here to tell people don't go trick-or-treating or don't let your kids have candy or don't enjoy the holiday. By all means, enjoy it and enjoy all the amazing, super fun things that come with it. But maybe we can just make sure we approach all of that with a healthy mindset. So I like to encourage people to really create those healthy memories around Halloween. Like, sure, we have trick-or-treating and candy, but we have so many other fun things that we can really focus memories on this time of year. Like decorating.
Yes.
Decorating for Halloween is so fun, right?
It is.
Costumes.
I've seen the front of your house.
The front of our house is a lot of fun. Our kids were very jealous that our neighbors had decorated and we hadn't.
Oh, okay.
So we needed to remedy that. So yes, if you live in town, drive by our place. Drive down and see our neighborhood. You may also see some pumpkins out there now because we also went to a pumpkin patch.
Oh,
who
funny.
Doesn't love a pumpkin patch this time of year?
That's true.
You get fresh air, you get movement, you get connection to nature. So many benefits for our health going to a pumpkin patch or an apple orchard or any of those outdoor activities. We have the Halloween parade coming up here, which is also super fun. The Halloween parade, we've done it the last few years. My kids are still letting me do family Halloween costumes with them.
Okay.
So we'll have another one this year. But just doing things like that that are around togetherness and nature and being outside can be great.
Yes.
And some of them pull in food, like roasting pumpkin seeds.
Yes.
You carve that pumpkin, take those seeds and let them dry out. Toss them in the oven with your favorite seasoning. Tons of recipes online if you've never done it before, but you can add cinnamon to them. You can add chili powder to them. You can make them taste like whatever you want. It can be a fun thing. If you're feeling really ambitious, you could even make like pumpkin seed butter out of it, which is like peanut butter, but with pumpkin seeds. Or you can use pumpkin puree. Now, last year we did talk a little bit about how different size pumpkins or different kinds of pumpkins are better for different things. Mm-hmm. So our pie pumpkins or the smaller pumpkins tend to be better for using the actual flesh of the pumpkin. They're certainly all edible. But the smaller pumpkins, pie pumpkins, are going to be a little bit sweeter when you eat them. They're going to be a little bit more of what people are looking for that pumpkin flavor. But you can use pumpkin puree either from a pumpkin that you've cut open yourself or from a can, which also works. And you can put it in smoothies. You can make pumpkin pie dip. You can make pumpkin pie chia pudding, pumpkin oatmeal. So many different things that you can do with pumpkin. So creating those really healthy memories around food this time of year is a great way to really kind of neutralize the less healthy things that we pull in. So what about all of the candy then, one might ask?
One might.
So, first of all, if you're somebody who's handing out candy and you love handing out candy, hand out candy. If you want to hand out something else, kids do get really excited about having a mixture of things. When my kids are looking through their stuff and they find temporary tattoos or one of those little tiny containers of Play-Doh or a trinket of some sort, like that stuff is fun also.
Yeah.
So, you're not a sad house if you hand out something other than candy. It doesn't have to be like broccoli. I mean, there's lots of fun things that are Halloween oriented. But there is a funny story that's gone around about this couple that offered either candy or a potato, and nearly every child chose the potato.
That's funny.
It's different. It's fun. It's yeah. like you take it home and you're like, look, I got a potato, right? It's just fun. So you could consider that kind of stuff. Although, if you come home and you've got this big bag of candy because you trick-or-treated around the whole town, which so many families do, which is also physical activity, so it's not all bad, right? And fresh air and connection with other people. So many good things about it. But I really like talking to my kids about why we're not going to eat all of it at once, because we have a tendency to just say, you can't have more candy, or we're not going to eat more of this, or you can only have one piece. And if we can give kids a little bit more investment and understanding with it, sometimes that can be kind of helpful. So I like to try to connect it to something that's important to them. So something like, if we eat sugar, and if we just eat this candy instead of having protein too, or the meat or the cheese or whatever that protein is, it's really hard for our muscles to get as strong as we want them to get. Or if we only eat candy and we don't also have vegetables, then it's really hard when we get sick for our bodies to get better. So if we can keep it simple and don't be dishonest, you know, it's not dishonest to tell them that if we have too much candy, it is potentially going to harm our health. But we also don't have to say, you're going to die young if you eat too much candy now, right? It's not catastrophic. We just want to connect it to things that are meaningful to them. Mm. So don't make it a bad food, but just have a conversation about why it's so important for us to eat other things too and get enough of those other things that are really important to our health. Every kid is different, so I always encourage parents, if you are going to have that conversation, just think about what's going to resonate with your kid. Think about how old they are. The way I talk to my 3-year-old about it is probably different than people are going to approach their 5th and 6th graders
right.
about it. So you know your kids. Have conversations with them around it so that they can make choices themselves too. We tend to neutralize it at our house. Like, we have candy with supper. So it's there. But so is all of the other nourishing food. And maybe they eat the candy first, but they're eating the other things too. Food is food. Some food just nourishes our body and some food doesn't nourish our body, right? Think about what else you can do with some of that candy, though. Share it. Donate it. Spread it around in places. If it's just sitting out in a bag in your home, everyone's going to want to eat it. Mm-hmm. So if we can find something useful to do with it. The other thing that we do, and I talked about this last year, but I'll bring it up again for those who weren't listening last year, is we do the Switch Witch. So the Switch Witch, you leave all of your candy or some of your candy out for her on Halloween night, and she comes, or he, you know, no judgment, sure. In your home, whatever you want. And the candy gets replaced with coins or trinkets or small toys or a book or something else that they're excited about. Mm-hmm. And that way the candy is gone, but it's been replaced with something fun. And we started doing this because, as you're well aware, my kids have food allergies.
They do.
So we would get tons of candy that they just couldn't even eat, even if we wanted to have all that candy right. in the house. So we would take out all of that candy that they're allergic to, put it in a container, leave it out for the Switch Witch. She'd come, leave something else for them in its place, mm-hmm. and everyone's happy. We have way less candy in the house. So lots of options to prevent you from having an excessive amount of candy. Now, the important thing with that Switch Witch, she's got to do something with that candy, and it probably shouldn't be to just put it where all the adults in the house are going to eat it. Again, maybe share it, donate it, bring it to work. If it's at work, same thing. Don't make it off limits. Eat it with a meal. Put it somewhere where it's not just sitting in front of you all day. Maybe put it somewhere where you have to get up and walk to get it. Just think about that holistic picture of Halloween health.
No lazy Switch Witches out there.
That's right.
To be strategic.
An active, active strategic Switch Witch, yes.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, and the kids get excited about it, and then it's not disappointing to not have all the candy. Yeah.
Good thoughts. Good thoughts. Halloween is so fun.
It is.
And it creates so many memories for kids. And it's like anything else. It's what we make of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And make it right for your family.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, those are all really great suggestions. It's going to be a fun one this year for sure.
I hope so. Yes. Beautiful weather. Not too much candy. Lots of activity and fresh air.
Yes.
And it'll be great.
Yes. All good things. Well, this is Amber Boyens with IMU Nutrition. We appreciate Amber coming in and talking to us. And we'll hear from her again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks.